It became it. Coming to you from planet Earth. This is your host. Welcome to the real world, and welcome to planet Earth. Any of you ETs that might be tuning into our broadcast, but I'm sure there are some of you out there with your little skinny fingers and your tiny ears and your big oval eyeballs. We know you like to tune into us, whether you admit it or not. Anyway, this is the Connect the Dots radio show. Connect the Dots, the name taken from my book, Connect the Dots Theory, the book that explains why things are the way they are. And that's important to know because most people are walking through this world blind, unfortunately. In fact, that reminds me. In fact, I got it laid out here on the table. A picture of Mark Zuckerberg's vision of the future. He's got hundreds or maybe thousands of people sitting in the room, and they all got the blinders on, pretending they're in the Matrix, but maybe they really are, experiencing life in a fantasy world. You know, that might be, they might sell well in prison populations. In fact, you ought to start marking them in prisons since people are stuck in rooms all day long. I mean, we have a giant prison population. There's millions of these sets you could sell there. They got nothing else to do with themselves. In fact, the make-believe reality would certainly make their lives more enjoyable. But don't you get fooled if you're living in the real world. How do you know you're living in the real world? Well, first of all, you got to put down the cell phone. Open the window. I wouldn't advise you to take a breath of fresh air unless you look first and make sure the chemtrails aren't out there. And I'm glad to see on the internet a lot of people are posting thousands of pictures of chemtrails. There are so many great chemtrail sites out there. OP chemtrails, CA for California chemtrails. If you know how to go on the internet, just go on and check it out for yourself. It's a horror story, a science fiction movie being played out every day in the sky. All you have to do is look up. But, you know, if you're standing there with your cell phone, you're looking down at your cell phone, I can see why you're not aware it's going on, you know. Like I said, you got to put down the cell phone and start living like Mother Nature intended for you to live. Breathing fresh air, trying to find some fresh air nowadays. That could be a TV show, In Search of Fresh Air. You know, you have to go searching the planet. Where are there no chemtrails and there's a breeze of fresh air? You'll have to look pretty far on that one. I'm sure there's places still, but it's sad that overall the metropolises, they're not giving us any leniency at all. The secret world government is merciless. I have to talk about it. I don't know who watches TV anymore, but, you know, some of us do. I actually do, you know, turn on the regular stations, or things like CNN, just to see how ridiculous a TV station can be, you know, and watch how newscasters can milk a story to death, you know. If they were farmers, they'd milk the cow to death, too. So if you've been watching regular TV, they have all these pharmaceutical commercials now. I mean, there's they're probably the most commercials. I should toss it between pharmaceutical commercials and car commercials. And you got to notice if you watch just a few of these pharmaceutical commercials, there's one after another. And they talk about their product with some fancy name. They're using X or Z in it. XO, ZO. Oh, it's good for this ailment, good for that ailment. And then they list all the side effects you can get from the product. So your back might be aching, but you'll have a happy smile on your face if you take Xylophone 5 or whatever it is. And then they go into the side effects. So for that little backache, the side effects are nausea, vomiting, breakout and rashes, delirium, passing out, and about 10 more. You wonder, why would you even want to take the risk of taking something that dangerous? And, of course, the point I'm bringing out here is not only are these products more hazardous than what they might do for you, they're asking you to play Russian roulette with your body here. They always eventually, during the commercial, they say the phrase, tell your doctor, which is actually a sneaky command to influence you to put your trust in a stranger wearing a white uniform that has already been bribed to push the company's pharmaceutical products on you, whether they will help you or not. It's time everybody wakes up. That's what happens when you go to the doctor's. You know, it's not like on Gunsmoke, where Matt Dillon says, Doc, can you help this woman out? And he says, oh, I'll see what I can do. Those doctors are gone. They're back in the old West or something. They've all died off. I mean, there's probably a few good ones out there that work with pharmaceutical medicine, but that's how it is. I've said this before, but I got to tell you again, because you got to understand, when you go to the doctor's been bribed already by the pharmaceutical companies, and he's going to give you a product that the manual says might be helpful to your situation. And basically all he cares about is that he can prescribe it to you. He gets paid for doing what he did to earn his whatever he was bribed with, and keep the pharmaceutical companies happy, keep the bribes coming. And as long as you don't get sick and die, everything's fine. Eventually, you'll get side effects and from whatever product he gives you, if it's a pharmaceutical product, unless it's a total placebo. And, of course, placebos work sometimes. So, you know, you never know. But you got to be wary of who doctor you're going to see, especially if it's a young guy. You know, he went to med school. It cost him a big fortune. He's got to pay that back, that money that it cost him to go through all those years of college. So he's susceptible. He wants to take bribes to pay back his debt as fast as possible. And this is where we're at today. You know, which, geez, you know, it's unbelievable. So the point I'm getting to here is, so your doctors are really the 21st century pushers of the day. You know, it used to be people pushing heroin or something like that that were known as the pushers, to get people addicted to something like heroin. But the pushers of today, they're the doctors, the ones you go see, that you think it's all, everything's cool, fine, on the up and up. And that's why we have, you know, it all fits in. That's why we have the so-called opioid epidemic today, because they're pushing these pharmaceutical products that have opioids in them, and people get addicted to them. you know, and it's just the reality we're in. And that's how, you know, that's why you shouldn't go to doctors. Plus, there's 35 modalities of healing, as I've told everybody before. And pharmaceutical companies basically pay for just one modality, the one that uses their pharmaceutical products. You know? And before I forget, with the ridiculous commercials, remember, hey, this is an educational show, and I'm trying to educate the public. You know, it took me years to find out what the real deal was going on here, but now I know. And other people have found out, too, for themselves. And while I was still in the commercials, you know what usually follows the pharmaceutical product commercials that have all the side effects that they want you to take a chance on taking? The lawyers. They're trying to win you over by telling you the million-dollar settlements they got from pharmaceutical products that went wrong and caused you bodily harm or even death, maybe. And, you know, isn't that a beautiful cycle? first you take the, listen to the scam about the pharmaceutical products you take, and they ruin your, make you more unhealthy, ruin your body, and then you can go to the lawyers who are advertising daily right after the pharmaceutical companies, so you can sue these damn companies for selling you bad products. Isn't that, that's our world today. So anyhow, 35 modalities of healing. You know, that's why they're, that's how this whole healthcare bill nonsense, this is why nothing makes any sense, you know? And that's why the premiums are so high, because pharmaceutical products cost a lot of money, and it's all a big scam. It's a, you know, it's a full circle thing. They charge a lot of money. The doctors are in with the scam, and the insurance companies, they're the third evil here, the trinity of evil. Insurance companies, doctors, and pharmaceutical companies, the trinity of evil. And, of course, the lawyers push their way into the situation, and it's a foursome, you know. But it's still a big circle of trouble. And I've said it before, you know, when it comes to health care, let's talk a real conversation, which nobody is talking a real conversation in the Congress, and specifically Democrats and Republicans. You know, they want to keep the same system in place. Let's just shuffle the deck and see how we can change the numbers and change the sham and the scam to save the government a little money. Well, the government would save a fortune. They probably wouldn't even have to subsidize healthcare, the insurance companies were forced to include coverage for the use of any of the 35 modalities of healing, because the cost for using the real remedies that really heal is like way cheaper. Maybe it's 10 times cheaper. Look at all that money that's going, not down the drain, but into the pockets of the insurance companies, the pharmaceutical companies, and then the doctors taking bribes. You know, it's your money. It's just being wasted. You know, the real healing products would cost close to nothing. And they would really heal you, and there would be no side effects. Come on, people, listen to what I'm saying and start squawking about it. You know, because the reality is the wheel that squeaks gets the oil. You know, that's a philosophical statement. I have that one in my book, too. But, you know, you got to start thinking for yourself, you know, and connecting the dots for yourself. That's why the show is called Connect the Dots. Well, good luck with your health care. Don't put any faith in the government. You better be worried of the doctors you're seeing. I usually tell people, go find yourself a good Chinese doctor that uses Chinese herbal medicine. You know, that's a proven modality of healing. It's been around for 5,000 years. It uses products that have no side effects. But you got to find a real Chinese doctor that uses real Chinese herbs. If you're on the East Coast, you can go to Chinatown. They're all over the place, and they got all the little shops that sell all the authentic Chinese herbs that can heal just about anything. All right, so much for that. Hey, this is an educational show. You got nothing to do one day, go back and listen to some of the past shows, and eventually you'll become an educated person. More than you ever imagined, and you need to be an educated person, because you can't trust the so-called authorities. Everybody's in on a sham or a scam, especially governments. And governments, well, let me, that brings me to back to chemtrails. You know, for over 50 years, the Department of Defense has been told, they said, well, not really 10 years for that. Other things they've been told, and they just failed to act on them. What I meant when I said 50 years, the Department of Defense has been warned about EMP attacks. And so has the Congress for maybe 15 or 20 years. And Congress is the one that has to make the laws. And they're just like, you know, dragging their feet. They don't even care, you know. They don't even understand what can happen with an EMP attack. That's the end of our reality. That brings us back into the Stone Age and total chaos, and nobody's going to be there to help you, you know, unless you're, maybe your next-door neighbor's a cop or in the military and they've got heavy weaponry to protect you from the onslaught of mass hysteria, total chaos, and barbaric behavior that will follow an EMP attack. I was listening to a radio show the other night. Some guy's on who knows about this, and he mentioned that for as little as $2 billion, that's a drop in a bucket nowadays, considering all the money the government has, for as little as $2 billion, the whole U.S. Grid, electric grid, could be protected. So why isn't it being done? Well, that's why this show is called Connect the Dots, and that's why I wrote the book, Connect the Dots Theory. The obvious answer is mind control, because everybody in Washington is being mind controlled. Yes, the big mind control machine is the obelisk. I talk about that in my book. I explain why and how this is the big mind control machine. Except they can use all kinds of things to mind control people. And we already talked about some of it. The doctors are being mind controlled. Bribery is a form of mind control. And the commercials on TV are mind controlling you in more ways than you ever imagined. In fact, what you see on the TV screen and hear in commercials and on the news especially, manipulative words, constantly, they're using certain words that are mind-controlling you to accept things that you really shouldn't accept. And newspapers use them, too. Why are they using them? They're mind-controlled to use these words, and they don't see that they're nothing but pawns in a big game of chess. Go out there and subvert the public. With what we tell you to do. And some of the key words, you start watching the news, start watching the newspaper articles, news on TV, I mean, you know, regular fake news TV, and you'll see words as killing, shooting, attacking, and any other kind of word they can think of that promotes violence. And just about every one of their stories will incorporate one or more of these words. And if you hear them enough, you begin to accept such things as killing and shooting and attacking and causing harm and causing suffering. Start looking, you'll see. It's not that difficult to see. Now, let me just turn on a dime here. Because I'm always coming across things, and I always take notice of things that, you know, are out of whack. Especially when you have several sources of information. And recently I took note of, not that I'm into astrology, but I do know about the zodiac and the signs of the zodiac. We all kind of know some of the signs, but mostly we know our own sign, the sign we were born on. They all have the names, you know, Pisces, Gemini, Capricorn, you know your sign, whatever you are. And it was interesting to me because not only are there the yearly signs, but there's the sign, the zodiac signs relate to the ages, each age being 1/12 of 25,920-year cycle. That's how many years it takes the sun to return to the same position in the sky. This is a known fact. So anyhow, supposedly, we're still living at the end of the zodiac age of Pisces. You know, there's a famous song back from the 1960s, I believe, late 60s, maybe early 70s, Age of Aquarius. They were singing, this is the Age of Aquarius. Well, it's a debate whether the Age of Aquarius has started yet exactly or not, depending on which set of facts you're working with. And I picked these facts out of books. One book says that the Age of Pisces started at 148 B.C. or B.C.E. And then another book says the Age of Pisces started in 60 B.C., which would mean that the Age of Aquarius wouldn't start until the year 2100, roughly. So, two different bits of information there. There's an 88-year difference. So who has the true figures? You know? In the procession of the ages, it's, everyone agrees with that. An age of the zodiac is 2,160 years. You divide 25,920 by 12 and you get 2,160. Which is a number that works well with the tuning of an A note to 432 cycles, like an A note on a guitar. Nowadays, everybody has accepted 440 cycles per second for an A note on a guitar. But that number doesn't go in sync with a standard number like 2,160, but 432 cycles per second for an A note correlates with 2,160-year cycle for a single age of the zodiac. That's right, I'm talking age of the zodiac, not the months of the zodiac. Anyhow, so much for that. Hey, if anybody, this is a call-in show. If anybody knows has a different number or knows what was the true starting age for the age of Pisces, call in and let us know. One of those, or there is another number out there. The call-in number here is 888-627-6008. And that's the number. 888-627-6008. Don't be shy about calling in, because this is Connect the Dots. And I'm sure there are other human beings on this world, and some of them might be listening to this radio show, who have connected the dots themselves and came up with some amazing conclusions. Well, let's talk about something really stupid here. Do you realize that $2 million of free aid goes to Pakistan every year? I mean, these are the people that sold the nuclear technology to North Korea, I believe, and harbor terrorists, even though they say they don't, and a good portion of their population supports the terrorist groups. So why are we giving a country like that $200 million in free aid? Doesn't make any sense. You know, more proof that all the wrong things are being done. And I talk about that in my book, and I explain why there's going to be one stupid decision after another being made, just like the U.S. Congress is doing now. You know, they just don't. They've lost it. They are asleep at the wheel. They should be changing all the laws, because most of the laws don't make sense anymore. I mean, they could do that. Even though they can't come up with any good new ideas, they could certainly reevaluate all the laws and just ask the public which ones are really stupid. And we would tell them, start with all of them, wipe the blackboard clean, and let's come up with a new set of laws. Let's start with like the Ten Commandments. Let's start with 10 simple laws and see if we can do with that. I mean, the thinking is out there already. I've talked to people in independent political parties, and some of them, their agenda is what they call justice. It's, well, anybody ought to be able to do what they want as long as they're not harming anybody else. It makes sense, you know? That's one law right there. That covers a multitude of things. And we could start with something like that. I mean, what's the point of having 100,000 laws that only the lawyers know and the judges know about, and we can all easily get victimized by them? And what do most of these laws do? They stop us from doing what we want to do. I mean, sure, it's wrong to be doing something that causes somebody else's harm, but actually the laws don't prevent that. They prevent us from enjoying life, they prevent us from using our ingenuity, and they stifle our creativity. So I say wipe the blackboard clean and start with a simple one like that. You know, anybody can do whatever they want as long as they don't harm somebody or force somebody to do something that they don't want to do. That would work out fine, I think. Certainly better than the things we have now. And on this show, besides being educational, I'm always warning everybody, tell your friends to listen, because, you know, the things the general population needs to be warned about are not being talked about by the government, by regular media. Only late-night talk shows like this are going to talk the truth. You know? And it's very difficult for the truth to be told on major networks that have millions of people looking at them, because they've all been bought out. They're all controlled by the people with the money, and the people with the money are controlled by the secret world government. I explain it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. That's why it's the most important book at the beginning of the 21st century. It's important for every person living on this planet, because it spills the beans about all the conspiracies, who's in control, the many control forces behind the scenes. And it talks truth. And here's some sad truth. This information has been around for a while, but unless it gets repeated, everybody's just going to forget. You know, when we've been grilled to have a 10-second attention span. Some of us are better. We can pay attention for a minute, but by the next day, we've forgotten it, because there's too much stupid information clouding our minds. So here's a bit of information. It's been out for a while, but everyone needs to be reminded about it. The new phones can be dialed from the tower to activate your phone and camera and sound recording equipment, even though you didn't turn it on. You won't even know they're doing this. In fact, I heard the sophistication has gotten to the point where even if you take your battery out, the phone is equipped with technology that can gather energy out of the air, kind of like a Tesla invention, and turn it on and sneakily listen to you or look where you're going if the phone is out there. I mean, this is unbelievable. This is what a snoopy little world we're in now. And a lot of these tools for spying on people, they're being operated by artificial intelligence. You know, artificial intelligence has no qualms about doing this. They have no conscience, artificial intelligence. And artificial intelligence just stores every bit of information it picks up. And we're, being totally monitored as much as possible by artificial intelligence. We think the internet is free, but every time we go on the internet, the machines are getting really asking some nosy questions now. Now, I've noticed lately, they want to ask anything you can possibly find more information about you. They're asking it. And then we have the artificial intelligences dialing up phone numbers. You know, basically, when if you have an answering machine, and when the unknown number, or the number, you know, that's just not even listed, start calling you, and you look at your caller ID, and you decide, well, I'm going to wait. I don't know who that is. I'll wait to see if somebody leaves a message. I can assure you, if as soon as the call gets to the answering machine, the artificial intelligence hangs up. And this happens constantly, especially on people that have landlines. It's just like never ending, you know. And then there's, if you're paying attention to what time certain unknown numbers call up, sometimes you really, it's a dead giveaway. The same unknown number calls at the same time the next day. Well, if that isn't telling you, it's artificial intelligence, you know. And this just goes on and it gets worse. And I called Amtrak just to see what would happen. I don't know what, I was looking at the something regarding the MTA, and then there was a number there for Amtrak. So Amtrak information or something like that. And I just said, let me see, you know, not that I use Amtrak, because what a despicable company. They charge you three or four times the regular rate, and to board their train. They make a complete documentation of where you're going from point A to point B, and they want all this information about you that they don't really need. And so I called the number, and what do you think I did? I hear this woman say, "Hi, I'm Julie. I'm a robot. Can I help you?" Unbelievable. This is where it's at now. She sounded like a woman, but she was honest about it. Well, here's an item that if you look into it, you probably don't even know what it is, most of you. You ever hear of the pineal gland? Well, some of you know what it is. Also known as your third eye, in the middle of your forehead. It's deep inside your brain. But that's the location, if you had to pinpoint to your where it would be inside your body, would be in the middle of your brow, right above your eyes. The pineal gland, that sensitive organ that orthodox scientists really don't understand. It's the one that fluoridation of water calcifies. It's known to be a spiritual connection for human beings. That's what it's there for. You're supposed to willfully connect with your mind and use that to connect the invisible spirit world, the higher reality, the more evolved culture that's gone beyond war and hate and violence. And your pineal gland is one of the connecting factors. What's really been interesting about what has been discovered about the pineal gland, supposedly, and I didn't do the research myself, I picked this up out of a book, supposedly it has 108 facets. So if you can imagine a gigantic diamond with 108 facets, tucked deep inside your brain, behind your brow, that's your third eye, the pineal gland. A very special piece of apparatus that human beings have. 108 facets. Now, what's very special about that, and this is connecting the dots, because the universe is a very, very orderly place. It is. The more you look into it, the more the numbers correlate, the geometries correlate, and that's what ties it all together. I talk about it in my book, and I basically prove the point. There's so much evidence out there to prove that the connecting factors that connect the different zones of reality, the physical one we're in, with the invisible ones that vibrate faster. The connections are geometrical and vibrational. And numbers have their connections too. Now the number 108 is the easiest connection that would make sense with that. 9 times 12. 12, a very prominent number. That's everywhere. I talk about it in my book. All the things with 12. 12 hours of the day, you know, 12 hours of the night, 12 signs of the zodiac, you know, 12 months of the year. The numbers 1 through 12, 1 o'clock. It goes on and on. So 9 times 12 equals 108, or we could say the 108 faceted thing is mathematically connected to key numbers. And 9 times 12, 12 times 9, 9 is 3 cubed, a very special number. So it That says it's important right there. Just like the numbers 6 and 7 are important. I explain this all in my book, and people should pay attention to this, because this is, if you want to understand how everything connects, you know, it's connected with numbers. Numbers that represent vertexes on geometric figures. And while we're talking about that, there is a... there is something geometrical that got placed up in the sky by the Russians recently. You can look it up on the internet. The key word is Mayak, M-A-Y-A-K. And I believe you can find it on UFO Central. It has a picture of it, I believe. It's a tetrahedron, three-sided triangle with a base of the same size. So actually it has four sides, and it has four points. And the cover story is they've shot it up into space to be the brightest star, artificial star, shining in the sky. Now, of course, you need to connect the dots here. Sounds fantastic, right? Wonderful. We can look up in the sky and see a new bright thing orbiting the Earth. Costs a lot of money to put something up in space. And governments definitely don't put blast objects up into space for no reason at all. There will be a reason for that if they send it up. And it's the Russians. They're no fools. And we know they have weapons. And we know that they like to be ahead of the United States when it comes to weaponry. So they've... but here's what you need to know. This is why you need... Everybody should buy my book, because it talks about shapes and how certain shapes are energy gatherers and projectors, and pyramidal shapes are. And they can gather infinite amount of energy and then project it to wherever they point it. So the fact that a tetrahedron has been put into orbit by the Russians, it's a potential weapon orbiting Earth now. And though it doesn't look like a weapon to the unknowledgeable person, those who have an understanding of metaphysics and how energy flows through special shapes and can be focused and projected should realize that the Russians have just put a dangerous weapon into orbit. Now, I'm talking about it now. I don't even believe the U.S. government has figured this out yet. Because they're busy doing whatever the secret world government tells them, unfortunately. That's how overpowering the mind control of our world is. Really overpowering. I don't believe the NSA is paying attention to this, but they should, because this is a threat to our national security. And hopefully somebody of importance listening to the show will tell somebody of importance that this matter needs to be looked at immediately. And it needs to be addressed immediately. And definitely President of the United States should be told about this. But, you know, we see that everybody else is bogged down in nonsense. And why worry about whether the Russians hacked the election? They just sent a dangerous weapon into orbit around the Earth. I say that's a lot more important as to whether they hacked the election or not. And I've said this before. It was known at the end of the last election that all the machines, electronic machines, can be hacked, even by high school students. So why do we even have an election without changing the machines? That's how screwed up everything is in this world. And nobody is bringing that up. Which reminds me, you know, I'm running for president of the United States in 2020, and I ran in the last election. I mean, if I had the money for a team of lawyers, I could definitely prove that we have to have a new election, because I'm knowledgeable about everything that was wrong. Just the fact that they allowed the election to take place when they knew the machines were hackable. That's why the Democrats don't complain about it, because they believe that they don't want the machines changed, because they believe in the next election they'll overhack the Republicans and win the votes. And this is the sick world we're living in. That's why I don't want anything to really do. You know, I would never be a Democrat or Republican. And that's why you should never vote for either one of those parties, because they're crooks. And they don't want to speak the truth, and they're either unknowledgeable or just so crooked they want to leave the crooked system in place, because they think, well, next election will overhack our opponents and change the votes in our favor. And nobody's even talking about changing the machines. Now, we're going to keep the public dupe by just focusing on the possibility that the Russians hacked the machines or not. Doesn't matter, you know, because I'm sure there were many sources of people hacking the machines. And I've also convened, you know, I learned this from listening to somebody else that he was also running in the last election. I heard him on a radio show, and he spilled the beans that, you know, because he had been working on secret projects, that the CIA for the last four or five elections has gone to one of the candidates and told them, hey, we're the CIA. We went and used our time travel technology, went to the future, and we found out you're going to be the president. And that's how the president gets decided now. And all the hacking after that decision has been made. And who tells the CIA to do this? Obviously, the world controllers tell the CIA, hey, this is the guy we want, this is what you tell them, whether they went into the future or not. And, of course, there is plenty of proof that we have the technologies. I've talked to somebody who was on one of those time travel project deals, and he was one of the intelligent minds that were being used to access time travel, and his explanation of it was pretty good. I was able to understand it. It's not impossible to understand, and it's definitely real. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. You know, find me an Alice in Wonderland tape that still has the chessboard scene in it. Can't find it. It's gone forever, because that was one of the little things they did. You know, nobody told me this. I just figured out, you know. Once I found out about time travel was real, there's the explanation, you know. They went back in time and took something out that really wouldn't change reality, but I know it's missing. And I dare anybody, find me the scene, because it doesn't exist anymore, because they went back and probably found the original footage for the Walt Disney 1951 Walt Disney cartoon, and they cut those scenes out. And now they no longer exist. What a horror. And there's your proof right there. There's other proof I came across recently, but I just can't think of it at this particular moment. Something else I noticed that it's not there anymore. Something that used to be there. You wouldn't know this if you're really young. You wouldn't know these things. But if you're a little older, there were things in the past that I spotted another thing that's not here anymore. So that was probably a second experiment. You know, taking little things like that out that won't change anybody's life, but it'll those of us that had those memories. And of course, we have the White Rabbit record by the Jefferson Airplane, where they clearly say, when the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go. And I've done investigated this extensively. You know, I've got copies of the original books, and in the original books, there's no chessmen moving around on the chessboard. It was, the artistic development of Walt Disney to do that. And it was pretty impressive because I remembered it. And you read the book, you know, through the looking glass. That's one of the transport things they call it, looking glass technology. You know, isn't that funny? The only relation to a chessboard in the original writings by Mr. Carroll, I believe, who wrote it, they have a picture of a field where the grass is cut in chessboard squares. No mention of Alice stepping onto a chessboard where the pieces are alive and they're telling her, get off, you can't stand there. When the men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go. Well, that's taken from the cartoon, Walt Disney cartoon, and that scene is not anywhere. I dare. I mean, I'd love somebody to show me. Bring me a copy. Go find it. That's a good go search for a thing. I don't believe anybody's going to find it. Because I've already accepted the fact they stole that out of the past, and it's gone forever. And we'll never see it again. None of us. What a shame. And that's, you know, that's what happens when time travel is in the hands of people that are questionable, like governments, and like governments controlled by world control groups, and world control groups controlled by extraterrestrials, creatures from other worlds. I call them the note creatures. Note, not relating to musical notes, but note, the acronym of note, N-O-T-E, not of this earth creatures. Hey, guess what? Smart meters create dirty electricity. They're no good for your health. You know, there's a conspiracy going on to make all the upcoming generations spiritually dead. It's a simple plan to do that. They keep you busy doing so many things that don't really matter. You have no time to even think about spirituality. I'm not talking about religion here. I'm talking about spirituality. All religions have been compromised. I have that amazing statement in my book, you know. Great things are put together by concerned people, but they, when they fail to prepare for the sabotage of or compromise of what they created, everything becomes compromised or sabotaged. And that is what has happened to all the major religions. Of course, you don't need religion to connect with the spiritual world. You do that on a personal basis. That's what true spirituality is, connecting on a personal level. I was talking before about keywords, you know, being used to mind control. You'd accept things like violence and stuff like that. TV does it all the time. Newspapers do it all the time. Once you start looking, you'll notice. Continuously, every story has to have something with kill, hurt, harm, suffering. I don't believe they even know they're doing it. Or maybe they do know they're doing it. They actually believe people want to hear things in this context. But anyhow, there's another set of keywords commonly used to dull and control the natural thinking abilities of humans. And we hear these every day, especially from the politicians. These words blur truth, and they blur reality. Every time you hear a politician yapping away, he's using the words conservative, liberal, left, far left, right, far right, middle, radical, moderate, communist, socialist, capitalist, terrorist, anarchist, fascist. And those people use these words all the time too to describe things. But these words are generalities that just blur the truth of a situation. People need to be judged on individually who they are. And we got to stop, you know, these generalizing of things blurs the truth. The one size fits all, the partisan politics. This is not truth. This is manipulation and control of your thinking. Because the ones who want to control everybody and everything, they know that free thinking, there's no place in a world of free thinking for controllers and manipulators. And so I guarantee if people want the truth spoken, they have to stop using these words. I never use these words when I talk. You know, I'll talk, if I'm going to talk about somebody or talk about a situation, I'm never going to use any of those words. I'll give the list again. And you, listening to me tonight, should follow me on this because we have to stop using these words or we will never be talking the truth. The words conservative, liberal, left, right, middle, radical, moderate, communist, capitalist, terrorist, socialist, anarchist, fascist. Unless we stop using these words, we're going to get stuck in this routine forever. That leads nowhere. It just keeps us locked in place in a system that doesn't really work. You know, it's important to understand this. We, the people, have to get ourselves out of this cesspool we've been thrown into by the authorities and by the world controllers and by the mind controllers. And that's why I'm running for president of the United States again. I did it in 2012. I was already claiming to be the most qualified person because I know how to solve the problems. I got a formula. It works for me. I ask the key questions, the answers to the key questions. Lays out the roadmap by which I will solve the problem. And of course, in order, it might not work for you. In order for this formula to work, you have to have a base of knowledge, a gigantic base of knowledge to draw upon, of which I have, because I've been out there living life and learning and interacting and making decisions my whole life. And that's why I'm good at it. I know a better way of doing just about everything. That's one of my slogans. I've got a better way. And I haven't met a person in my whole life that, in relation to knowing about a lot of things about a lot of things, or a lot about a lot of things, I haven't met the person who even comes close to that. I've met some people that have a lot of good common sense, and I prefer being around people like that. But I've gone beyond just common sense. I went and got myself a metaphysical education, and I started interacting with the invisible. And that sets me above most people with common sense. And you have to have this beyond common sense knowledge to be able to deal with the adversaries who are screwing up our world. Because many of them are from other dimensional zones of reality, other realms. And they do have the knowledge of how to use invisible things to harm us and keep us locked in place That's what makes life so difficult on Earth. And I don't know, we're coming to the end of the show, let me tell you. Like I said in the beginning, welcome to the real world. And we are living in a difficult real world at this point in time. Don't look to the government to help you out. Don't look to false religious leaders to help you out. It's a known fact, man has been given free will. And it's up to us to use our free will to solve our situation. And it's important to know there are good guys out there in the higher realms. And supposedly there's a lot of information. They're all hanging out in their spacecraft around planet Earth now waiting to see what happens. And in fact, some of them, some of the Brotherhoods of Light, as they're called, and there are numerous Brotherhoods of Light that serve the real God, are out there, and some of them have a contingency plan if we're not able to pull this out. But at the same time, they're giving us the opportunity to do it ourselves, and we can do it ourselves once we're willing to take command of the situation, and we have a right to do that. And taking command doesn't require us to go out and kill people, but we have to defend ourselves when the situation calls for it. But taking command can be done with just the power of suggestion and a unity, a group unity, because there is power in groups. Let me give you a quick example. You know, we all seen a certain whack job over in the country right next to South Korea. I don't want to even name them. You know who I'm talking about. Stands there, his Gestapo marching soldiers do the boot step in front of him, parade with the big military weapons, and they have these parades all the time. And everybody is told to clap, and we know they're forced to clap and play along. When he gets out there and claps, everybody claps with him. Well, clapping and getting everybody to clap with you is a form of control. I'll tell you right this. I know for a fact, if everybody in North Korea stopped clapping, the little runt would lose all his power very quickly. This is how things can be achieved. You know, we don't have to go in there militarily. All we have to do is get everybody who's being forced through tactics of fear to clap, to stop clapping. That will put the terror in his heart, and he'll lose authority so fast he won't know what happened. And that's the power of group power. See, he's tricking them to give him their power. And that's part of the plan, how he stays in power. And there are common denominators that Americans can get together on. And when we get our common denominators hooked in place, we will be able to force the Congress to do what they want. And they will feel that unified power and will cow down to our requests, whether they like it or not. But it's going to take a group effort to do that. That's why I'm running for president, because as president, we would have solved all the problems already, because I know how to take command of a situation. president has the power to take command of the Congress. All he has to do is really take command of the Congress. Unfortunately, President Trump does not know how to do that. He thought he did, but he's found out that he doesn't really have the knowledge of how to take care of the Congress. I could do it in a couple of days because I know the technique and I know my fellow human beings, and I got way more experience in life than President Trump does. Yeah, he might be business genius. Hey, if I was the president, he could be part of my team. Yeah, you can handle the business deals with foreign countries because those are your expertises. But taking command of strangers and the Congress, he's over his head, whether he knows it or not. And he isn't going to get too much farther than where he is, but he's good at writing executive orders, and that's why I mention every week the chemtrail watch, the chemtrail tweet. Enough of us, we all can come together on this because we're all being poisoned, regardless of our personal viewpoints or what we like or don't like. We're human beings, and everybody in the United States is being poisoned by the chemtrails. So there's why this is a great plan. But we need to do it. We can't just talk about it. We need to physically tweet President Trump to sign the executive order. That seems to be his only talent in getting things done. But we know he can do that. And if we ask him enough, and he becomes aware enough that, yeah, the planes are spraying poison because he has to breathe the air, too, and so do his family and loved ones, he'll sign the order. He'll get the Republicans to write it up, and they'll sign it, and we'll all be one step further in the right direction. So there's the plan. But if we don't put the plan into action, it's not going to happen. Me talking about it, it's not enough. If I was the president, problem would have been solved already because I would have wrote that executive order and everything. There would be no chemtrail planes now. So why didn't everybody vote for me in the last election? Because you've been brainwashed to keep voting for Republicans and Democrats. You know, I got it. Once I get on this, I just have to go a little bit with it because I've been talking back since the 2012 election that, you know, you got to be out of your mind to vote for a Democrat or Republican. These are the lawmakers that created all the problems already with all the stupid laws and taking all the bribes and making all the wrong decisions. They created all. There's nobody else to blame but them. They're the ones that had the power to write the situation, and they sold us down the river for the last 100 years or not more, Democrats and Republicans. So you have to be literally out of your mind to vote for a Democrat or Republican for president of the United States. So more simpler than that. Well, this is the end of the show. Tell your friends to call in next Saturday because it's important to not just be a listener. Pink Floyd has a song about that. I talk philosophy all the time. I forget whether it's Comfortably Numb or something, where they have the line, it's not all right just to stand there and stare. So, hey, call in. Become enthused and follow me. Cut the new path through the woods here. And let's chemtrail our president to the point of where he has to respond. He has to wake up and understand that, hey, this is bad stuff. And then he'll have it, some enthusiasm about signing an executive order to stop the plane spraying poison on us. Okay, tell your friends next Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, 1 a.m. East Coast. Call in and join the plan. The plan to tweet the president to stop the planes from spraying poison on us. Okay, Mr. Engineer, I'm going to do the countdown, and I'm just letting everybody know that the first song you hear is the end of a rock and roll song. And by the way, I'm still selling my CD songs better than Dylan, 23 of the most philosophical, greatest songs ever written, put on one album. I wouldn't say that if it wasn't true. Hey, prove me wrong. Buy it and then tell me it sucks, okay? When I hear that, I'll believe it, right? But I usually get compliments on the songs I've recorded. And though I've asked everybody to do it the hard way, to learn how to mail things, my mailing address is there. Go on, you know, go on my profile, hit the My Site button, takes you to my 2016 presidential campaign site. I have donate buttons there. Go to the one, scroll down to the one at the bottom, donate, and do it with PayPal. But if you do it with PayPal, it, you know, the only way I'm going to be able to send you, you got to check the right boxes, you know. The first box you got to check is the one that says pay for a product. Then you got to check the box with the cash register icon. So I'll get your address. You check the wrong boxes, you'll, if the price is $10, you'll send me the $10, and I won't know where to send it. So it's important you understand what boxes to check so I get your address sent to me, so I know where to send the CD. And let's see if that works out. Because I know everybody is just too lazy to send a check or a money order and mail it out. I know they probably you didn't learn that. They probably never taught you in school how to do that, so you probably don't know how to do it, or it's too difficult. But I think everybody knows how to use PayPal, so do that. Just make sure you check the right boxes, so I have your address of where to send the stuff. If you don't know what boxes to check, because there's three boxes, when you get to PayPal, there's three boxes on top. One, two, three, you know. And if you check the wrong one, you're off to the wrong start. And then when the next group of boxes come up, you check the wrong one, I'm not going to have the information of where to mail the CD to. It's only $10, you know. If you want a receipt for the money to count as donation, then you have to mail it to me. But if you just want to get the CD and you're not looking to get the money back as a political donation, what's $10 today? It's nothing. But you'll be helping a common person who has solutions get some money so I can do more than just do the radio show. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. And the second song, right after the musical thing, will be the first song off my CD titled Songs Better Than Dylan. Because they are, and that's why I play the first song every week, because it just proves I've got songs better than Dylan. Okay, Mr. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave, I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Or no, I was here to my stand without fear. It ain't clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look, cause I caught their eye.